On the heels of the global security breach using SolarWinds, we decided this was a good time to talk about security on Buzzkill. In this episode, Hunter and Jay provide an introduction to our IT security series, where we will explore the topic, talking to actual security experts about why it's so important to plan for security, not only as an IT professional or a programmer, but as an individual. So Hunter, as I said in the introduction, which I told you I was going to record beforehand, but maybe I'll record it later. We're doing an episode on security this week, which is exciting, and because it's not just an episode on security, but it's actually the start of a series on security. What are your thoughts?
I'm excited about this because there's been a lot of security stuff going on the past year, 2 years, especially this past week with SolarWinds and the hack that happened. And it's really good to understand that with all of these hackings and the different things that can happen regarding security, you know, it feels like for a lot of organizations hearing these things go down, it feels like, oh my gosh, there's nothing that we can do. Even these really big firms are getting hacked. And, but there really is, there's a lot that you can do, but we wanted to do this series because we really wanted to dive into breaking down the basics of different kinds of securities and also point out, as we do here on Buzzkill, that security is just as much, if not more, about processes and communicating things with members of your organization as it is about like technology and actually like access and security to information and things like this, right? So I think that's really, really important. And so we're going to go down today. We're going to kind of define different kinds of security and walk through what the series is going to be about. And we're going to talk a little bit about them in general. But yeah, I'm excited about this, though. I'm excited about the series and I'm excited about this episode.
Yeah, I think one of the things that that really gets me about security, so you mentioned SolarWinds last week, there's been a lot of question about nation state actors versus, you know, individual actors, and what should organizations be worried about. The DoD is looking at zero trust as a primary basis for securing their cloud solutions. And the more I just hear about this, the more I realize, like, people think security and they think one thing. They think, you know, someone's going to think, oh, I care about security, so I care about who can see my data. And someone else is going to think, I care about security, so I think about who can access my network. Another person to say, I care about security, so I care about privacy, because that's personal security. You know, so it means something different to everybody depending on where they come from. And so I'm very excited to go through this series and bring in a few industry speakers, but industry experts to talk about it from their perspective.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So what we have are five primary different kinds of security as defined by the industry. We've got PERSEC, OPSEC, InfoSec, ComSec, and cybersecurity, which doesn't get a SEC definition, but it's still...
Is it not just cyber or cybersec?
We could call it cybersec, but that's way too close to something else. So we're going to go down today, just kind of talk about what all these different secs are. SECs. And what they mean to different organizations, right? And a lot of times, and probably primarily when people talk about these, they're talking about like the federal government, DOD, defense and things like this. But it's really important to understand that these apply to every organization. And they're a factor for every organization because more and more, even if you're just selling widgets to the companies in your own region, right? A small manufacturer or something like this. Even so far as like down to individual store owners that may only have one or two employees or just their self-employed person, right? Yep. Customer information still needs to be secure. And just saying, look, we need to make sure nobody can access our financial or customer information. Guess what? You're still talking about cybersecurity, info security, and potentially comp security, definitely PERSEC and potentially OPSEC, depending on how you're processing your information. So all five of these, if you just run your own business, could apply. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So let's actually say what they are. So PERSEC is personal security. It is the security of everything around an individual. It is my passwords to my Gmail account, which I may or may not have. I'm not telling you I do, but if I did, it would be that. It would be the lock on my front door, and making sure that only the right people had the codes to get in. It's It's funny, back when I was in college, we would hear about people throwing trash away and other people digging through their trash to find out information about them. It's that personal information and making sure that you have awareness of it and awareness of your personal surroundings as well.
And what does this mean, right? This means like, hey, don't give strangers online your home address, for instance. Or, and this is where it gets tricky, right? May not be good to give other employees your home address unless they kind of give you a reason why they may need it or you trust them, for instance.
Yeah.
Right? Or, like, even if they're being friendly with you.
Or let's talk about social media, because I totally just asked a dozen employees for their addresses last week for my Christmas card. But let's talk about social media, right?
I gave it to them. I trust them. It's a nice card too, by the way. Thanks, Jay.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Consider your social media publicity before you share that you're going to go spend the next 10 days in Kuala Lumpur. Like, if you're going away and you're posting that on social media, is that an advertisement for the fact that your house is empty?
Right. And if you're in IT and you post that, does that mean that there's going to be fewer resources in your department? Right. There's a lot of different things that could mean. Right. I actually personally know someone in my extended family. Actually, they said they were going on a trip, and someone called the grandmother and said, hey, this is me. I'm in Mexico on the trip, but I'm kidnapped and I need a ransom.
Oh,
and they got the family to pay like thousands of bucks, and they knew that this person had gone on the trip, and they knew about the grandma because the person had posted on social media about it. Right. So it's, you know, it you don't think about these things,
right?
But even in our personal lives, you got to be really careful about this stuff. But again, especially when it comes down to what the industry is going to call PII, personal identifying information, mm-hmm. where that's posted, how that's posted. And this, again, it could be in social media, could be online, public social media, could be internal chat messages, social media, could also be potentially even in documents or emails that you have within your organization, right?
Yep.
So enough on that. We are going to dive into more details in all of these, right? So Jay and I love talking about this stuff, so it's hard not to get into the nitty gritty on these kind of like explanatory conversations. But next, OPSEC, operational security, also super important.
Yeah, so we're talking about understanding how to protect your public data, right? Making sure that, you know, a clever adversary can't figure out a bigger picture by piecing together these different things.
But it's also like, hey, you know, are there things that you do that are unique in the way that you operate that, you know, are giving you a leg up that you don't want to communicate to other organizations? And a really good example of this is like sometimes organizations will post details about how they develop their solutions on their mm-hmm. websites, right? Mm-hmm. Or they'll post like schematics and diagrams about their products online that let their competitors know, oh, hey, this is how it's done. And so they copy that and get going with that. But it also could be, you know, just general process information about structure. Like, let's say like the first organizations that use agile method as opposed to waterfall were probably having a huge leg up, right? This, you know, another really great example is the Industrial Revolution, manufacturing, right? England was doing manufacturing before anybody else figured out about it, and they tried to keep it. It was a national secret.
Right.
So another example of that. From a long time ago, but but it works.
So I was gonna say, like, if you think about OPSEC, what is OPSEC? It's traditionally, from a military perspective, it's talking about planning the actions your military organization are going to take and making sure that someone can't figure them out. So you've got a plan, you're going in this direction with your unit, you're going to throw something over here to make them think you're going over there. This is relating to the security of your operations, making sure that can't be figured out. I guess that's another way of describing it, right?
Yeah, yeah, from like a military perspective. And so next up, we've got InfoSec, right? So information security. Information security is talking about InfoSec, right? Is really talking about information related to the processes and tools, and keeping that secure in such a way that your competitors or adversaries aren't getting that information and being able to take advantage of it.
So there's kind of this like overlap, right? So OPSEC is about the the direction, the strategic direction, and InfoSec is about the protection of that information. It's about making sure that you have the right protections in place to know where is that data stored, how is that data stored, who can access that data. And so it's kind of like it's your strategy versus your actual implementation of to protect that strategy.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of. But we were talking before, Jay, about how there's this little bit of overlap within all these definitions. There can be overlap. They're not mutually exclusive, and it's not like they're completely different kinds of security in all circumstances, right? You may have operational security where there's a bunch of information about your operations that are, you know, it's information within files that are stored in a location that also, you know, are guarded by your info security, mm-hmm. right? As you know, a conceptual breakdown for that. So
Hunter, absolutely. Talk to us a little bit about comms security and how that ComSec and how that fits in.
Communication security is defined as the measures taken to deny unauthorized persons information derived from telecommunications. So what we're saying is,
you see that, this, right? Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Shaking his head and everything at me. It's to say that you don't want people transmitting information that they're not supposed to, right?
So it's all about the transmission of that data and how that data is protected in transmission.
Right, but it's not necessarily just data, right? It's usually about like voice communications or radio communications, for instance.
Yeah, it's both.
Like your phone. It could be data, it could be information. A good example of data, to your point, transmitted over text.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of people are talking now about how texts, and this has always been the case. I've known people that have talked about this for years and years, but texts simply just aren't that super safe. Compared to other methods of communication. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
This is where I brag that I'm actually getting my family to stop using text messaging. And then you say, but Jay, what are you using instead? And I say, oh, I've moved us over to WhatsApp, which is completely not more secure than texting. So there's that.
Awesome. Well, so,
enough about that.
Right. Right. But it's important though, right? Because, you know, just like we talked about, you know, there's PII, there's other kinds of information that could be shared. But again, you have this overlap, right? OPSEC, InfoSec could all be the information that you're trying to protect under those kind of buckets could also, you know, apply to ComSec,
right?
Where people need to, number one, you know, there may be secured methods of communication that people need to use in order to transmit information, but also you want to make sure that people are only transmitting the kind of information that they should be, right?
Mm-hmm. So I think we've kind of rambled on. The last piece here is cybersecurity. It's the detailed the cybersecurity is kind of all over the place right now because as you mentioned at the beginning of this, the SolarWinds attack, which was an attack from the very base of a supply chain all the way to the end users, the federal government, for example. So cybersecurity is really how do you protect that? How do you defeat intruders and things like that, right?
And this is the big buzzword for this industry, right? Even though cybersecurity and info security in a lot of ways have a lot more overlap than the other kinds of security that we're talking about. Cybersecurity in a huge way is for the IT industry, it's a big, big deal. And it's really important to understand that it's not, again, it's not just about the software and the hardware that you're using to protect information. It's also about the processes around that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a big piece of this, you know, it's not just about who can access what within your organization when it comes to like the files and the data itself, but it's also about like who's accessing the network. How is the network secured?
Right.
What's the network structure, right? If you're using multiple servers or if you're using a cloud platform, what does that look like for your organization and how is that designed? It is extremely, extremely important to understand that all of those things, right? The software you're using, the access to that software, the logins to networks, the way the networks are designed, and the hardware that you're using, even if you're using the cloud, having at least a basic understanding of the hardware that's there and the kind of security you have through that is super, super important to making sure that everything is secure. And what we're seeing with these hacks and what we're seeing with the things that have been going on over the past several years is that number one, most of this stuff was preventable, right? Most of these breaches of information were absolutely preventable. These were not breaches of information that could not have been avoided without simple processes and simple tasks being done. And number two, it's a huge lesson that, you know, again, it's not, organizations should not tremble in fear and feel helpless. There's a lot that they can do. And these kinds of attacks, for the most part, are preventable. It's just, it requires so much diligence and not just relying on like software or hardware to save the day. It requires a lot of process management, change management, and, you know, the softer side of IT in order to secure this kind of information.
Yeah, I think what we'll cover over the next series of episodes is one. So we introduced these concepts, OPSEC, InfoSec, cybersecurity, et cetera. I think depending on who you talk to, you're probably going to hear this differently. For example, you could say, well, there's three types: operational security, technical security, and physical security. You could say there's the five types we just went through. You will hear different experts talk about it from different directions. And that's part of why I think so many organizations have a hard time treating this as part of what they're doing rather than treating this as the buzzkill, as the thing they don't want to talk about. So I look forward to bringing in some interesting community experts. One of the things I've heard a lot in the last couple of years as I've paid more and more attention to this is this concept of doing privacy or security as part of the design of what you're doing, not as an afterthought. I think that another piece of that is living your daily life the same way. One of my favorite stories that I hope we get to hear about in these next few episodes is a gentleman who went to a conference, stood up a Wi-Fi, and not maliciously, but collected people's personal information off that Wi-Fi without them realizing that they were sharing it. And then when he got up to present, he showed the repercussions of just blindly trusting. And again, not maliciously, but he used it as an example of this is the kind of information you're giving away. And so these different approaches, talking about how you design solutions or how you design software, talk about how you go places and how you handle your personal security at these places and what you do there. Talking about understanding an approach for your organization to be able to move forward with this. I think that's the goal of this next series of episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And before we conclude this, I want to say too that, one of the think tanks that I follow for like global security just published this huge report that they've been working on. And they are saying that almost 80% of organizations surveyed that they've looked at and done studies on for security have taken very few steps in the past 5 to 10 years to secure their organization, which, number one, should be a warning to us all that a national defense think tank is publishing a paper on private corporate security saying that this is a national issue. Okay, that's a big deal. Number two, it's an encouragement to anyone out there that actually is focused on security and empowered by their organization to make their IT processes and software and networks more secure. Kudos. You're ahead of the ball game, right? Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Keep it up, keep going, and, you know, learn about what more you can do to make that happen. So I can tell you that the kinds of major data breaches that have had, like Equifax was a failure for an IT team. They weren't allowed to do a security update on open source software because they were afraid that an application on the website would break. So their management team refused to let them update their web server. That's all it was. Yep. That's all it was. If they were allowed to update their web server, that hack would not have happened. It was a basic software update. There were three last year and the year before, there were three major healthcare security breaks, and all three of them were developers working on a database that when they were done, they forgot to delete the database and they left it open on a public cloud server. It was 100% human error because the organization did not take any steps whatsoever to ensure that full copies of all of the personal secure information that they had of their customers were secured after a development process.
Yeah.
So human error. Oops, we didn't delete the copies. That's all it was.
So if you listen to what Hunter's saying and you think about the last dozen or so episodes that we've released, the previous episodes were all about making sure that you're considering change management and communications and governance throughout everything you're doing. And what you're hearing Hunter say here is you have to be thinking about security throughout everything you're doing, not as an afterthought. It's not there to be a roadblock. It's there to make sure that you don't hit an unexpected roadblock because your developer didn't think about the server that this database was on and what that means. So, you know, Hunter, this has been fun. We'll see how much of this is edited versus re-recorded. But if you made it through this recording, that means when we listen to it, it wasn't the worst thing it could be. And therefore, we're excited to use this as a springboard to introduce some industry experts on security and help you build a case for including security in everything your organization is doing. And not just thinking of it as that afterthought or roadblock getting in your way.
Yep. Great. Well, thanks, Jay. And appreciate everybody for watching, and feel free to leave any examples that you have or thoughts in the comments below. And, we'll see you in the next episode.
Yeah. If you like this concept, even if you think we were scattered, as we got to this point, make sure you subscribe so that you get an update of the future episodes on this series. Make sure you leave a comment and tell us, you know, what you want to hear, because we're recording this as we go. So it's not like it's all pre-recorded. Any suggestions you have will definitely be considered. And if we get this out on time, it's not quite Christmas yet. So Merry Christmas, or you know, whatever festive holiday you follow. And I hope that you are able to complete the year with, you know, I hope the year finds its way to bringing you happiness as we go into 2021. That was terrible.
I'll take it. So was 2020, and we're almost done, baby. Just get us across the line. All right.
Hunter, thanks, everybody. Have a great one, man.
Yep, you too.
That was not a great ending. That's okay.